Well, we are continuing to talk about fear and being afraid and what God might have to say to us about and to our fears. And today, our scripture comes to us from the book of Daniel out of the Old Testament. I'm going to be reading from Daniel chapter 3. I'm going to begin with verse 1 and read down through about verse 18. If you have your Bibles, you're more than welcome to follow along with me. If you don't, you're welcome to listen as we read from Daniel chapter 3, beginning with the first verse. King Nebuchadnezzar made a gold statue 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide and set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then he sent messages to the high officers, the officials, the governors, the advisors, treasurers, judges, magistrates, and all the provincial officials to come to the dedication of the statue that he'd set up. So all these officials came and stood before the statue that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald shouted out, "People of all races and nations and languages, listen to the king's command. When you hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipes, and other musical instruments, bow to the ground to worship King Nebuchadnezzar's gold statue. Anyone who refuses to obey will immediately be thrown in a blazing furnace." So at the sound of all the musical instruments, all the people, whatever their race or nation or language, bowed to the ground and worshiped the gold statue that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. But some of the astrologers went to the king and informed on the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "Long live the king! You issued a decree requiring all the people to bow down and worship the gold statue when they hear the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipes, and other musical instruments. That decree also states that those who refuse to obey must be thrown into a blazing furnace. But there are some Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, whom you have put in charge of the province of Babylon. They pay no attention to you, your majesty. They refuse to serve your gods and do not worship the gold statue that you've set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar flew into a rage and ordered that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought before him. When they were brought in, Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you refuse to serve my gods or to worship the gold statue that I have set up? I will give you one more chance to bow down and worship the statue that I have made when you hear the sound of the musical instruments. But if you refuse, you will be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace. And then, what God will be able to rescue you from my power?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if God doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue that you have set up." May the Lord add a blessing to both the hearing and the reading of His holy word. And let us pray. Gracious God, we give thanks once again for the opportunity that we have to come and be in worship. We thank you for the way that your Holy Spirit has worked through our gathering thus far. And we pray that your Holy Spirit would continue to work among us. Lord, I pray that in the next few minutes that I might decrease in this place in order that Jesus Christ might increase. And I pray, Lord, that my words would be your words. And God, we humbly ask that you would open our ears, open our minds, but most of all, dear God, that you would open our hearts. That the words that you have for us today, Lord, would be more than just information, but we pray, Lord, that your words might transform us today. And God, we pray that as your word transforms us from the inside out, that we might leave this place thankful that we came to spend some time in your presence. All this we ask in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's in his name that we pray together, saying amen. You know, there are some songs from my childhood that I learned when I was young that just won't go away. They just kind of get stuck in your head. You ever had that experience where something just gets stuck in your head, and sometimes at the least opportune time, this song will kind of go through your head? And this week, as I've thought about and read over again the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I remember this song from my childhood that kind of went like this. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had no fear. Just think of that. Just think of that. I can't remember the rest of it. And I'm sure it was some song that was designed to help us as children understand that we should not be held captive by our fears, but that we should be brave, that we should be courageous, even in spite, perhaps, of our fears. You know, the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is a fascinating story out of the book of Daniel. You'll remember, and we've talked about this with several other passages, the poor Israelites, because Israel was located at the crossroads of trade routes, there was always somebody for a while that wanted to come and conquer Israel. There were always conquerors. The first of these conquerors was Babylon. And in Daniel, what has happened is that the Babylonians have come in. They have taken most of the Israelites captive. But in particular, they got some of the royalty, some of the high-ranking officials of Israel, and they brought them to Babylon. They changed their names, and they told them that they were going to retrain them to be leaders, if you will, in Babylon. And this whole thing about the name change fascinates me, because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were the Babylonian names given to these three men. Their Hebrew names were Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And the interesting thing about this is that all three of their Hebrew names had something to do with God in them. Okay? All three of these men had been named after God. But when they came to Babylon, when they were taken into captivity and they were given the Babylonian names, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were names that honored gods of Babylon. And I can't imagine anything being worse for a Jewish person, a faithful Jewish person, than to be taken in captivity, bad enough, but then they change your names, which honor God, and they give you names that instead honor the gods of Babylon. So from the start, we've got a difficult situation for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They're in a tough place. King Nebuchadnezzar, who was the king of Babylon, was an evil king. He was a king that was consumed with power. He wanted the Babylonians to rule the Near East, the Middle East, you might say. He wanted them to rule that whole area around the Mediterranean, and they were going to do it. And so often, as we see with leaders who want power and who want to consolidate power, Nebuchadnezzar decides that what he's going to do is he's going to build a statue. And as you heard, it was some 90 feet tall. And at the sound of any music, anybody, anywhere was to bow down and worship this statue as a sign that they understood that they were Babylonians, and the Babylonians were ruled by Nebuchadnezzar, who had all the power. Well, that was all well and good until Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego decide, you know what? They drug us here out of our homeland. They changed our names. But you know what? There's only so much we're willing to do. And so when the music played and everybody else bowed down, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood tall and said, we're not going to participate in this. Well, you know, there's always those people around that are watching, right? There are always folks among us who like to point out the fact that you're different. You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. So what happens? Well, some of these people go to Nebuchadnezzar and they say, you know what? There's these three guys that you brought over here. You're training them to be leaders. You've given them new names. But you know what? They won't bow to your statue. They're not doing what you told them to do. Nebuchadnezzar brings them in. What's this I hear? Don't you understand? At the sound of the music, you bow to the statue. That's what everybody does. And if you don't, guess what? You get thrown into a blazing furnace. Did I happen to mention the part about the blazing furnace? That's what's going to happen to you. And what really fascinates me the most, I think, about this passage is what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego say to Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. That's the first sign that these men have a little courage, right? Some guts. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But listen to this, verse 18. But even if he doesn't, we want to make clear to you, your majesty, we're not going to serve your gods. We're not going to worship. We're not going to bow down. No matter what. No matter what. You see, what fascinates me is that they believe that God could deliver them. They believe that God would deliver them. But they knew that even if God didn't, they were going to do the right thing. They were going to do the right thing. They were going to be courageous. They weren't going to let fear overtake them no matter what. Now, you all may be familiar with these very, very talented and creative guys that were called Big Idea. They came up with this cartoon series called The Veggie Tales. You heard of The Veggie Tales? If you hadn't, you should watch them because they are very good and you will learn a lot. This I promise you, because they're really good. Well, the VeggieTales folks decided to take up the story that I just read you. They called it Rack, Shack, and Benny. Nebuchadnezzar becomes Nebuchadnezzar, and he owns a chocolate factory that makes chocolate bunnies. And because Nebuchadnezzar wants everybody to eat as many chocolate bunnies as they can, and to lift up this idea that chocolate bunnies are good, Nebuchadnezzar sets up this huge, are you ready for this, 90 feet tall chocolate bunny that everyone is to bow down and worship. And while they are bowing down and worshiping this bunny, they're also to sing this song, which I want to share with you now. It's called the Bunny Song. And I have to warn you, this is going to get into your head, and it's probably not going to leave you for a while. But I want you to pay close attention to the words of the bunny song. The bunny song, right? The interesting thing about this to me is this idea that Nebuchadnezzar or Nebuchadnezzar had, that there is one thing that you should give your life to above all. There's one thing that you should obey. And in both cases, that's not God. Still happens today. You know, as I listen to the bunny song, sometimes I think that it would have been better, especially for us adults, if it said, the money, ooh, we love the money, right? And there's probably a whole bunch of other things that we could put in the place of that. But the truth is that there's a lot of things in our world that would like nothing better than for us to bow down and worship them. And the fascinating thing about this story is that these three young men exhibited courage and backbone beyond anything that we're used to seeing. Because, you know, we all like to be a part of what's going on. We do. And we have for a long time. This is ingrained in us. I'll never forget when I was playing basketball as a middle schooler, and everybody that played basketball wore these nice leather Converse. And my shoes were canvas. And I told my mother, I said, my life is going to be over. I can barely run up and down the court in these canvas shoes, Ma. Come on. So dutifully, my folks got me the leather Converse. I never forget my father, who has a sense of humor. If you ever meet him, you'll know where I get my sense of humor. But my father came one day to pick us up, and we got slaughtered. I was playing for a church league, this basketball game, and we got beat really badly. And as we got in the car, my father said, you know, I think I know why you guys got beat today. And I said, you do? And he said, yeah. He said, I think it might be those heavy leather shoes that are on your feet. He said, maybe it's why those other guys were out jumping you guys. It might have everything to do with the shoes. And of course, it didn't have anything to do with the shoes. But you see, it's not just in ancient Babylon that they were asked to bow down and worship things that they should not have worshiped. It happens to us too. And the moral of this story is that you don't have to bow down to anything, nor should you, except the Lord your God. Now you remember last week we made a strong case for the fact that fearing God, the term fearing God doesn't really mean to be afraid of God, but it means to have a healthy respect for God. Well, I'm going to tell you, we should have much more respect for the Lord God than we should a 90-foot tall statue or a 90-feet tall chocolate bunny or anything else that might draw us away from our faith, anything else that might draw us away from what is true and what is right. And the story of these three brave young men is a story about how they refused to give in to their fears. Now, I don't know about you, but being threatened with being thrown in a fiery furnace might be enough for me to go, hey, okay, I give in. But, you know, despite the fact that these men had been yanked from their homes, they'd been taken to a strange foreign land, forced to learn the customs of this land, they had their names changed to reflect not the God that they serve, but the gods of this land. They were not afraid to make a stand. And again, I want to remind you about verse 18. Nebuchadnezzar, we aren't fearful of you. Your Majesty, we know that our God can save us. That's the first point, knowing that God can save you. And this would be a different kind of story if it wasn't for the rest of that verse. Because if they really knew that God was going to save them, which is ultimately, by the way, if you read on in the story, what happens, if they really knew that, then they could say, well, God's got my back. I don't have to worry. Everything's going to be okay. But do you remember what they said after that? But even if God doesn't, God may not save us. God can, but God may not. Maybe for reasons that we don't completely understand. But whether God saves us or God doesn't, Your Majesty, we're not bowing down to your statue. Thank you very much. Bring on the fire. And brothers and sisters, when we face the fears of being different, the fears of worshiping God and doing the right thing, even when our culture wants to drag us in different directions. May we remember this wonderful story about these three brave men who knew what the right thing was to do and did it and were brave enough and had enough trust in God to say, you know, we trust in God no matter what. So we burn up in the fire, we burn up in the fire. That's okay. But you know, Nebuchadnezzar, we're not going to bow down. We're not going to worship anything but God. And brothers and sisters, that's a powerful story, I think, for us to absorb today. In your life, in my life, are there things that we really, really bow down to? Are there things that we worship more than we worship God? Are there things that, if it came between God and this thing, whatever that is, that we would say, sorry, I'm too afraid not to hang worship with this other thing, God? Because ultimately, all of us have our own fears. We have the things that we're afraid of, and some of that involve, as I said earlier, not wanting to go against the crowd, not wanting to go against the grain, not wanting to be different. And thank God for the story of these three brave men who were willing and who did what was right no matter what. And it leaves us with the question, are we willing and ready to do what we know is right no matter what? No matter what. Because there is nothing, we know this, nothing that is more valuable to any of us than the relationship that we have with the Lord our God through Jesus Christ. Amen? There's really nothing that we should value more than that. But we need to be careful because we too can be tempted to bow down to the wrong things. And may we learn the lesson from these three brave souls who were willing to say whether God saves us, whether God doesn't, whether God is going to deliver us from the furnace or whether we burn up, we're going to do what is right. It's courage, faith, trust in God of the highest degree. May we learn what we need to learn from their story. Amen.